Blog Talk Radio.
Well, for the photo shoot, just look in the what do you call that thing?
What's happening? I want to welcome you into a whole nother edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. I'm your friend. We in the house all the way out of Orlando, Florida. Hopefully you're having an amazing, amazing day. Happy Friday to all our listeners on your morning commute, or your brunch commute, because it's kind of like they call this a brunch. This is where you have your little mimosa, and you know, you're drinking. You got your waffle along with your egg, and then you got your chicken or something right there, because you got lunch mixed with breakfast. So hopefully you're having a fantastic morning, and hopefully you are not letting anything or anyone steal your joy, because joy is the strength of my life, and God is the peace. So only thing you got to do is have a, they got a song, I think, or, I know who sung the song, "You Can Have a Piece of My Love." Well, you can have a whole lot of God's love. You ain't just got to have a piece. You can have a whole lot of God's love. And I promise you, I got a song that comes on, "God's Love Will Reign," R-E-I-G-N. We want to welcome you again to another edition of the Greg Shell Show. We got an amazing show lined up for you on this beautiful Friday. I know it's the end of the week. Somebody get ready to get their paycheck, or already got it, already been deposited in their account, and they ready to get it in because it is the Christmas holiday season. Woo-dee-woo! Y'all, we got a great show lined up for you today. Reverend Dynamite, he's been sticking me in and texting me all morning, say he got a special announcement that he want to do on the show this morning. So he's going to be making his special announcement. Now, we got some various great going to be on the show with us today. We got my realtor here in Orlando, Florida. She's going to be on the line with us, letting you know about all the different options that you can have in regards to, you know, getting housing or lodging here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. We got a writer, got one of the writers from the stage play, TV show, movie, TV series, In the Pastor Study. Brother King, he's going to be hanging out with us today. Of course, you know we got the co-host, my co-host, Brother Grace, all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. We got Pastor Luda May. She's going to be on the show, I think, with us today. But all the way from the new movie titled Full Time Pimpin', we had the executive producer and the star of the movie, Lester. He plays Lester the Pimp. He's going to be here on the show with us tonight. I mean, today, Ernest Faust, J.R., he's going to be hanging out with us. So you don't want to turn your radio down. We're brought to you today on behalf of Explore Resort, ExploreResorts.com. That's Explore, E-X-P-L-O-R-E, Resorts.com. And we're going to talk about some giveaways and some ways that you can get some money to get to your destination right here on the Greg Shell Show. But before we go any further, I got to bring on my co-host all the way out of Texas. Here she is, none other than DJ Prayer. What's happening, DJ Prayer? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
I'm not the co-host. I'm the engineer.
Oh, sorry. I mispronounced it. Now it's a little, I'm sorry. Well, this is the engineer, y'all. You know, we got to do things decent and in order, and we can't misrepresent. So we want to welcome the engineer, but she's still co-host because she get up and she be shopping it up and chopping it up right here on the Greg Shell Show. So what's happening with you? Happy Friday. Happy Friday. What's going on?
Not much. I'm here in Texas. It's cold rainy day.
Oh, it's a cold and rainy day, and then you got your new addition to your animal family. I'm going to call you Animal Kingdom.
Can you hear them?
I hear them. They just sound just so, they sound like they nuzzled up, just like they say when the tree was nuzzled up. How that thing go? You know, it was nuzzled in their bed. What the name of that? You know, for the night before Christmas and all through the house, like that. They were nuzzled. You know that part.
Yeah, we had to go to PetSmart yesterday and get them one of those big old round beds for $100. I'm like, I didn't expect to spend no money. I'm trying not to spend no money at all because I'm investing in two more houses and I don't want to spend anything. You know, when I get into the I don't want to spend anything type of mode, it's hard around here. I'd be like, well, I'm a little bit broke. I'm going after this 18-wheeler, you know. And my husband would be like, oh, Lord, here we go. Can't touch it.
Oh, well, I know if a dog can get a lobster tail than a horse can get, because that food I seen, man, the horse eat better than the average person.
This is 7 unexpected puppies. So somebody not going to be eating lobster tail no more.
Oh, say, I ain't going to study one no more. Like that.
Yeah, unless we're going to give you one for Christmas. Everybody wants to buy them, but I don't know. I heard something about the Bible saying the price of a dog in a man's pocket or something like that. I don't know if you're not supposed to sell dogs or anything like that. So we've just been being nice and telling people they can have a puppy instead of selling a puppy.
Well, that is amazing. That's amazing. Do we have any fish on the line?
We do. We, matter of fact, another fish just jumped on the line. We have caller from the 757 on the line.
Well, let's go ahead and bring that fish on the line. From the 757, welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Friday. What's happening?
Bless, bless, bless. What's going on, Mr. Shell?
What's happening, man? That's my CFNO. I'm telling you, Chief Financial Officer for Greg Shell Enterprise and all that good stuff like that. What's happening, man? Happy Friday. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. What's happening?
Everything's doing good. Everything. Bless, bless, bless. And I tell you, boy, I hear those puppies in the background. Boy, Kirby, Capone, what you hear, boy? And you're right. That's Deuteronomy 23:17 to say that the price of dogs should not be brought into God's house. Notice you shall not bring the hire of a harlot or the price of a dog to the house of the Lord. You're good for any vowed offering, for both these are abomination to the Lord, your dog. Get those puppies away there, Kirby Capone. Go ahead and bless somebody with it. You'll get double blessing coming back. Back at you, Mr. Shell. did we lose him? Greg Shell. Kirby Capone. Well, it looked like we lost a few of them, though, but we're going to keep the show going right ahead. I just want to say welcome to all the listeners and welcome to all those out there in radio land. It is a blessing to have you all here on the day. We're going to have such a good time, and I'm looking forward to just an awesome opportunity. This is Brother Grace way out in Williamsburg, Virginia, and I just want to tell you that I am connected to Grace Save Our Church. That's right, Grace Save Our Church. The mission and reality show of Grace Saved Our Church is to assist and develop ministries of all sizes and creating a fluent cash flow using proven real estate renovations, acquisitions, and targeted funding for community projects for the purpose of sustaining the ministries and the communities in which they serve. Sounds like we got Mr. Greg Shell back in Kirby Capone. Can y'all hear me okay?
Hey, you know, she really supposed to be going by her alias. She DJ Prayer. She DJ Prayer on the ones and twos.
I ain't got no problem with that. DJ Prayer.
Yeah, DJ Prayer. Let's go ahead. I got my realtor on the line. She's all the way out of Orlando, Florida. She going to tell y'all how y'all can get your new situation here in beautiful Orlando. I want to welcome her to the show. Y'all give it up. Ms. Donna Thomas, go ahead and clap it up right here on the Greg Shell Show. Go ahead and clap up, DJ Prayer.
Thank you so much. Everything is good. God is good. He is blessing all the time. I am just so happy to be on your show, and just want to let the folks know that I'm a realtor with the Keller Williams Realty at the Lakes in the Orlando area. I've been assisting families and investors for over 27 years, and if you're ever interested in purchasing or selling, you know, with my wealth of knowledge and experience, I'm happy to get you to your home and your destination in your real estate journey.
You know what? She was saying this to me, DJ Prince. She was like, oh, I'm going to be nervous. I ain't going to know what to say. I say, say what you do. Say what you do and do what you say, because that's all she do. She's a realtor. She's my personal and my personal realtor, and she can help you get your situation to the next level. If you would, just give us a little bit about your back, you know, your background here to the world right here on the Greg Shell Show.
Well, I started my career, as I said, about 27 years ago in a little town called Celebration. It's a Disney planned community right there in Kissimmee. And I started out in new construction. My breadth of experience comes with, you know, 20 years of property management experience. I ran a company for that for many years. I've done some commercial, but my primary experience and background is in residential real estate, which I've helped families and investors, folks here and from all over the world. So I really love what I do. As a matter of fact, my tagline is helping you find your way home.
Well, watch this. I was trying, DJ Prayer, I was asking her, it's been about a year ago, we just reconnected back on the line. She wanted to do coffee. I got a text, and I said, well, then I know who this is. We need to do some coffee, and we got reconnected because we're getting ready to get into the tiny houses and the RVs. I was introduced to that by Kirby Capone Productions. And I just wanted to tell you publicly, Don, first of all, thank you for being real, R-E-L. R-E-L ain't real these days. Reeling people back to realization. And I wanted to first say thank you for just being real and assisting me. You know, even though I didn't make something happen then, that time wasn't the time. The time is now. So publicly, I want to let the world know she will be over the real estate side of whatever Greg Shell Productions do or whatever I'm affiliated with. And I wanted to let you know that in front of the world. And would you accept that opportunity today?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've been doing this for, you know, close to 30 years now, and it would be my pleasure and my honor to help you and all the people that would help as well. So at the end of the day, it's about helping one another. And if there's an opportunity to bless a family, bless an investor, with my knowledge and experience, I'm happy to do that.
Well, watch this. I also wanted to put something else in the world's ear. I have been conversating to her about having her on TV show. You know, like Flip Your House or whatever she want to get in, we come up with a different, you know, title for it. But I want you to be open for having your own TV show. Are you open for that as well?
You know, I'm never going to not turn down opportunities. So, yeah, sure. I would love to explore that with you and see what that looks like. So if it's an opportunity to share, I'm there.
So 2024 is going to be an amazing year of new situations, new shows, new opportunities. Brother Grace, what do you think about my realtor? She's here on the line with us. What do you think about my realtor, Don Thomas, here in beautiful Orlando, Florida?
Boy, Miss Thomas, you have got me all excited. I'm here to tell you right now, I'm about like you. I don't want to turn down no opportunities. Matter of fact, I develop some opportunities. I grow some opportunities. I water some opportunities. I dig some opportunities up. I'm just glad to know that there's some opportunities in the air right now. 2024, I want to be on your TV show, and maybe we can bridge the gap. Maybe I can attach some of the Grace Save My Church into your real estate and some of your real estate into Grace Save My Church. And then we can sort of grow them together. I can put some in my yard, and you can put some in your yard. I can water yours, and you can water mine. I'm just glad to meet you there, Miss Thomas. I'm glad. I'm blessed. I'm that happy. I am. Back to you, Mr. Shell.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and I look forward to watering some opportunities as well.
That is awesome. That is awesome. See, real estate makes me excited, you know, so I just definitely want to tell you that right there. So I'm going to have to make another trip there just so I can speak to you a little bit more in reference to your real estate knowledge. And 20 years in real estate is something awesome. You know, you double my time. And one thing that I always like to do with realtors is to expand their horizon, okay? It's one thing to sell a house. It's another thing to sell a community. But it's something else when you help real estate in the community as far as his ministries. You know, that's what I do. I help fund ministries. And since you're in the real estate business, maybe we can bridge the gap so they can cross over. And I'm looking forward to meeting you in person because I'm a relationship type guy. I like to look you face to face, eye to eye, and then make some things happen. Back at you, Mr. Greg.
Man, look at you. Y'all got going on and not going gone. I just want to encourage somebody right now to have a vision or a dream. Pick it back up. Don't hang around negative people. Hang around the right people that God sent to you. And it get tough along the way. It get very challenging because most people that hurt you be your own family. So God said, who is your family? Those that would do the will of the Lord. So I just speak blessings over you today, Don, in the name of the Lord Jesus, not of my own, but because of who he is. He told me to let you know that today is your new beginning. Go ahead, you should be jumping up and dancing like David. Now, if you dance out your clothes, that's you, as long as you in your own house. You dance out your clothes, ain't that wrong with them, then you put them back on. Right here on the Greg Shell Show. Y'all, I got another call on the line. I wish everyone that's hanging out. We got a caller all the way from the 407. It sounds like my human resource department on the line. Paula Johnson right here in Orlando, Florida. What's happening, Paula? Welcome to the Greg Show.
Yes, good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure being on today this morning with you all, hearing from different people. I've also invited a friend of mine from my ministry, Power for Living, Natalie Brooks, to come on this morning to tell you a couple of things, you know, that she, you know, is interested in doing, you know, because we are a supportive group of people. Who are into, you know, different things all over the world. And Natalie will speak to you, Greg, and all.
Well, let's go ahead and bring Natalie on the line. First of all, happy Friday, Paula. Y'all know if y'all want to get your check, y'all got to go through her. She's the one that's going to Zelle you the money, or Cash App you the money, or PayPal you the money once you put the time in and you have that invoice said paid. And when it's paid, we can say click. Right here on the Greg Shell Show. Go ahead, bring on your friend.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl Lindor. How you doing?
But my name Lindor, is Lindor. I like you already, man. You sound like you hip. What's happening? Happy Friday. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. What's poppin'?
Man, nothing much. Just giving God the glory. Thankful for being here for another day and being able to, you know, be on God's assignment. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
Real good. Well, if you would, introduce to the world who you are and share. Tell us a little bit about your background.
So I go by the name of Endure. I also have my own podcast. I also write for Independent Artist Magazine. I'm a national recording artist. I have been, you know, traveling all over the world doing shows, music, and so on and so forth. I've been in 14 magazines. I have four albums.
14, 1-4. You've been moving around. What is that? You've been moving on there like the Jeffers.
Yes. And I've always been about inspiration and uplifting people, also as a community activist as well, you know, outside of, you know, doing music and art and literature and stuff. I also have a Christian children's book out right now on Amazon called With Love. And basically what I wanted to do is encourage the children to, you know, as young prophets, you see young kids, you know, 5-9 years old coming up speaking the word of God. And so I wanted to encourage the kids that it's okay to do that. It's okay to love Jesus Christ. And that, you know, because they get bullied a lot. My daughter got bullied. And so, you know, my daughter inspired me because she wanted to open up a Christian children's. She wanted to open up a Christian group in high school. You know what I mean? And so she inspired me to write that book. And so this is my third book. Yeah, my third book out. I'm writing another one as well, motivational.
Well,
book.
Congratulations.
And,
let's clap that up, bro. Let me put a pin in right there. Clap that up, DJ Pratt. This is her third book. She is doing her thing, and we're going to talk about, hopefully you can hang out with us December the 9th in Montgomery, Alabama, as we get ready to open up the new TV studio.
My main mission it really to open up these homeless shelters, man, to get these people off the streets, you know what I'm saying? And help, thank God that I was able to cross paths with Dr. Paula. You know, I thank God for it because, you know, we was on the same mission. And so, man, I heard the word. God told me to come to Florida. I came all the way from Buffalo, New York. And
wow.
Yeah, that's my hometown. I heard God told me to leave, and I left. You feel me? So I did. I hearkened unto the God's calling. I was obedient. I met this beautiful young woman, and I'm grateful. You know, she got me online now. And, man, we got to get these people off the street, get their mind right, you know, and help them. And it's more than just feeding the homeless. You know, you got to know their health. You got to know their mind. You got to know their spirit. And it's got to be a continuum. You know, we can't just, you know, one day, I don't want that to be the mission. I want to be a continuum where I'm building a relationship. You know what I mean? And it's becoming effective. You know, it's more than just, you know, giving temporary fixes. It's about long-term longevity and building a foundation with these people. And that's my mission. That's what God showed me and what he brought me here to Florida to do. Thank you, Dr. Paula.
Wow. Well, that is just so amazing. You know, we got to have some serious conversation, me, you, and Paula, as we get prepared for 2024. Paula has a brand new TV show, you guys. Everyone that's on the line has a new TV show that's going to be debuting. God has entrusted me with a brand new TV network. It's called TGS. The God Station is the Believers Network. You got to believe in order to receive it. And we're going to debut in 2024. We're also going to be available on East Coast, West Coast, .live, where we're available in 172 million households via Roku, Fire Stick. Also, we have a pay-per-view platform where you can showcase your talent, you know, via TV and radio. You know, God has given us media, and we thank God that we didn't have to compromise to get it done. Y'all can be patient, be still, and wait on the Lord and be of good courage. With that being said, y'all, we got a brand new TV, the brand new movie coming out, In the Pastor's Study. That's going to be debuting in 2024 exclusively on the TGS TV networks and East Coast, West Coast network. But we're going to be live with the stage plays. So we're going to be casting for the stage plays for movies, TV shows. Got the new movie, Black Cowgirl, that's going to be debuting. So a whole bunch of stuff popping off. Matter of fact, got one of the writers from In the Pastor's Study as we get ready to, you know, get ready to roll that out. So you'll be seeing the three B's, the billboards, the benches, and the buses with the new movie phenomenon, In the Pastor's Study, coming to a theater near you real soon or to a city near you real soon. You definitely want to put a pen in it right there. With that being said, here he is, none other than King. He's in the house all the way out of Houston, Texas. What's happening, man? Welcome into the Greg Shell Show. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Greg? What's going on, man? How are y'all this morning?
Man, truly blessed, highly favored, and flavor. What do you think about the Greg Shell Show this morning? Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday to you too, man. I'm actually sitting back enjoying it. I actually was liking the dialogue from the last person you had on also. I was kind of enjoying her flow and kind of getting into also what she was doing. But I like what you're doing here. I see the outreach that you're doing. And I think you got an amazing thing you're starting up here, man.
Well, you know, when I met you, first of all, I wanted to let you know, thank you for being real to REEL. If you would, you know, we got a chance to hang out there on the set. We're in the past of study. Brett Curry Capone is one of the best producers I ever seen in my life. I never seen nobody, you know, sliding all under the tables and all that stuff, getting angles and shots. And then you came in with, you know, I should have did a specific scene, and it actually made that scene a lot better. So I wanted to say, you know, thank you for what you're doing, because you're writing my new movie, The Greg Shell Story, so that's going to be all on you. So with that being said, tell the world a little bit about your background.
Well, basically, what I am is, I don't want to say highly regarded. I like to stay humble, but I am a regarded writer here in Houston. So I got a few projects that's upcoming and that we plan on debuting, like you're saying, at 24. I also have a couple of competitions that I was placed really highly in. I came in third place in World Fair. I don't know if y'all are familiar with that, but that's one of the biggest writing competitions in the world, actually. So, I mean, since I've taken this on fully, I normally I was managing a couple of companies and different things, but writing became my calling a few years ago, man, since I took it on. It's been really, really good. I mean, there's some really incredible people been reaching out to me. I just came back from Hollywood last month, speaking with a few people trying to get some things out. So I got a couple of managers on board also that we're going to speak a little bit more about when we're talking privately, me, you, and Kirby, Greg. But yeah, man, just great writer. Have a lot of brand new and unique typewriting. I mean, what I try to do now with my writing outside of the salacious stuff like in the past and study and, well, I won't say Black Cowgirl. If you take Black Cowgirl, you look at it, it's about a heroic, strong black woman. So with me saying that, I bring it up to say most of my writing is geared to introduce characters back into the black community of strong black people as opposed to the position that we always get. I mean, all of our writing, you got to have the ass out, you got to have the drugs, there got to be some violence, there got to be just got to be a painted image of a black person or a black man, sir, have you, that I'm kind of tired of. So I was trying to write to get away from the image of everything that we want. I started introducing some spiritual, holy black men who go through real struggles, who have real families, who are real successful, so that we can start changing the narrative to what our kids believe they need to be, right? But I want to do it in full feature way. So I want to make you practice the theaters for the holidays, for the entertainment value of the movie, but I want you to learn something. I want you to appreciate the character, and I want you to be fulfilled when you leave the theater. So I'm trying to gear projects in 24 to kind of replicate that, what I'm speaking on. And I just hope, man, you know, you guys, people look out for me and enjoy what I do here. Enjoy what I do here, because I'm coming to give you something.
Real good, real good. Well, listen, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to jump right back into the conversation. Happy Friday again to all our listeners taking your morning commute during this brunch hour. We have solidified that we're going to be coming on every day, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 noon p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you have a radio show or idea, we would love to house your 30-minute show or your hour show on our platform right here on the Greg Shell Show. Call us at 832-613-4449, and we can see how we could help implement that. God is just telling me to share this with someone this morning. Just because you hadn't gotten where you supposed to be right now, maybe you in the way, and God has to sometimes get you out of the way so he can get in the way to give you the blessing that he's trying to retrieve and, or get to you, because you got demonic forces be hindering your blessings, because you got people who PR-EY against you, had their little altars up, just like you had your altar up for Jesus, they had their altar up for the devil praying against you. So with that being said, we're going to play this song by Bishop Paul Morton this morning on this beautiful Friday as you take us on your morning commute. It's called I Can't Do It Without You, and y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back with some great news. God bless.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me.
to do one thing for me. There are two people. Check out the Greg Shell Show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show and make sure you put the number 3. If you got a business, I want my partner, Brother Grace, my CFO, all the way out to Williamsburg, Jay. I want to go ahead and tell y'all about the $25 pitch today. The $25 pitch day. I know what I'm doing, baby. Tell them about the $25 pitch day and how they can get their business or their music or whatever pitched right here on the Greg Shell Show.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Welcome out there in Radio Land. Pitch Monday, pitch Tuesday, pitch Wednesday, pitch Thursday, pitch Friday. All you have to do is call in and pitch your upcoming event, pitch your special event. Heck, I pitched my son out of the house. Oh, I'm sorry. Then I had to go get him. I got caught up. But we do everything that you would like to do. Pitch your website. Pitch your anniversary, whatever you want to do, who's on first, who's on second, who's on third, who's at bat. All we want to know is this. If you can send in your Cash App information and send us $25, we will allow you to pitch. After we review what you have to pitch, then we'll go ahead and give you an opportunity to set up the base and hit the ball. So, come on, let's pitch on Friday. Today is Pitch Friday. Back at you, sir.
Hey, y'all, we want to thank y'all for, again, tuning in to the Greg Shell Show. Boy, Friday just popped off. Hold on, Reverend Dynamite just came in. He had a special announcement that he wanted to make. Hold on 1 second. I promised him I would allow him to do that. Hold on 1 second. And then we got a caller calling in from the 832. We're going to bring them on in just a short right here on the Greg Shell Show. Hold on 1 second. Hey, yo, this is Reverend Dynamite. Sharp, I'm sharp, too. Why did you cut my fingernail? Fingernail cut me, I'll cut my tongue. Can't even drink no coffee this morning. And bite my leg on tongue. Oh, Lord. Greg Shell, I want to just say thank you, man. You're going to let me give my special announcement today. This thing been in my spirit all morning, all week, and about 2 weeks. And I just want to share with the world this special announcement. I got a special announcement that I want to make this morning. And those that are listening now, I want you to make sure your ears open. Because Rum Dynamite ain't never did this right here. Rum Dynamite getting ready to get married. Yeah, I'm getting ready to get married. I found me a young Tenderoni. I got me a Tenderoni. I want to share it with the world. I got me a Tenderoni. She's so dang gonna tell her, boy. I'm telling you, tell her a little steak. You know, steak at the steakhouse, they be telling her to have a little red. You know, she ain't rather, but then she got some little bumps right there on the back of her backside. Boy, them things swollen, look like some bees mistaken. I'm telling you, and I know Prophet Lula, she gonna be upset because she wanted this long time ago. She too old. I'm like that over gravy. You put that on your chicken and your collard greens and stuff like that when you poke chop. Yeah. That's my special announcement I wanted to make this morning. But Reverend Dynamite, get ready to get married. I'm gonna. She had me to marry me. I ain't even had to ask her. She had me say, will you marry me? And I said, what? You want to marry an old man like me? I ain't that old, but you know what I mean. My toenail just cut through my shoe. What the heck that happened right there? I did that. I need something to cut these toenails. I need to go to the podiatrist. Then they cut a hole in all my socks. All my socks got a hole right there. Right there where I got no big toe in. That big toe. And what's wrong with my other toenails? Because my socks look like a... I don't even need to wear no socks. These socks are cut a hole. Oh, boom, I got no... Oh, Lord, have mercy. But that young girl, she going to make sure my socks hold up at the bottom. She going to make sure that them socks is hold up. I'm telling you. Don't get mad at me, call Rev, because you can find you'll find your wife. I found me a young tender wife. She about 30. She's 30 years old, and boy, I'm telling you, she told me the other night she loved me. And I told her, you love me? She said, yeah, I love you. And so I love her back. So here we go. We love each other. And she asked me what kind of credit card I had. I told her I had all kinds of credit cards. You know, and she said, which one she can use all of them. Which one you want to use first? So I'm going to be getting married, so go ahead and get your blue and your red and your orange on, because we're going to have a good wedding. We'll have a bad wedding. That way we're going to have pecans and everything at this wedding. The wedding is going to be off the chain. Right here on Greg Shell Show. That was my special announcement, Greg, and thank you so much for letting me talk about my marriage right here. Wait a minute. Hey, man, what's happening? Congratulations. Congratulations, man. You guys do that? Okay. He walked out of here so fast. Wait a minute. He came back. He said he wanted to hear what Pastor Lula May think about it. Hey, I'm back. Greg going to give me 5 more minutes on the show. He going to give me 5 more minutes. Pastor Lula May, where you out there? I know you're feeling hurt this morning because you thought I was going to get mad. hang out with you, but you too old for me. I don't like no old woman like that. Can't do nothing with you. But pray. Can't do nothing with you, but pray. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, wait a minute. DJ Prayer. Wait a minute. Is Pastor Lula May on the line?
I thought maybe he was still on the line. He just kind of cut off.
You ain't hear Pastor Lula May on the line?
Yeah, I
guess Pastor Lula May ain't going to respond to him this morning.
Yeah, she came on early. I think she logged off already.
Pastor Lula May logged off. Oh, okay. All right, well, Brother Greg, Dynamite, he's going to get married.
Yeah, I'm praying for Dynamite. Dynamite's scared folks. So, you know, he's doing the best he can, but he's scared folks. I understand where he's coming from. You know, some folks you can't do nothing but pray for, but he said he can't do nothing but pray with. So I don't know what he playing with, but he praying something. He might be P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y. So I'm praying for him.
We'll pray with Dynamite. Dynamite said he got him a 30-year-old. They even get married and the color's going to be blue, orange, and some color, he said. Blue, orange, and red. That's going to be something to see. That's a skill. Wow.
You right about
hey,
that.
Hey, Don, you still on the line? I know. Is the realtor still on the line? She just shut down? Okay, all right. Paula, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Paula, what do you think about Will and Dynamite? Dynamite said he's going to get married.
Greg, I hate that.
Hey, wait, what's your friend now? I want to ask him what he think about Dynamite. Dynamite got a new TV show going to be coming on. Him and Pastor Lula May, they're going to be coming on in 2024. And what you thought about him? What you thought about Dynamite? He probably did help promote your book. Books. Hello?
Hello?
Well, I don't know. Look like something going on. Something in the atmosphere. Well, Dynamite, you made all my callers don't even want to talk. What you did?
No, I'm trying to hear you. This indoor, and I know Dr. Paula's on the line. I don't.
Huh? We were trying to, I don't know if there's a misfire or whatever, but that song that was playing, Don't Do It Without Me, boy, that was a powerful track by Bishop Paul Morton, right here on the Greg Shell Show, man. I'm telling you, Reverend Dynamite is funny to me. He is funny. He had a pair of pants on today. He had on some, got some beige pants with a red streak in the middle, like, you know, like the streak in the road. Got one big old line right in the front of it. I thought it was a crease, but I mean, why? I never seen that like that. Wow. He is funny. He said toenail, he tried to cut him with the scissors or whatever he's trying to cut it with. He said they broke. Dang. All right. Well, y'all are welcome to the show. I hope you're having a good time. It is the show, a beautiful Friday morning. I'm excited about all of the listeners that's online. King, you still on the line? Hello? Brother Gray.
Yes, sir. I think we lost him also, too, but I'm still here.
Brother Gray, you there. Okay, all right. Acknowledge yourself. Who on the line? Acknowledge yourself. I know. I think I heard Paula. Paula don't entertain Reverend Dynamite. Pip.
And Indoor on the line.
I don't understand it.
she don't understand Dynamite. And Indoor on the line. Okay. Well, Indoor is all the way out of Buffalo, New York. She is. She has books and she's a music artist and stuff like that. Tell us a little bit about your music. Indoor, and then we got a call on the line from the 832. We're going to bring her on the line.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said before, my music is like inspirational. You know, back in the town, they used to call me Mary J. Blige, but I always talked about issues, you know what I'm saying, relevant issues, you know, that people needed to be faced with. Like my one song called Wake Up, you know, I'm talking about, you know, people wake up. I got another one called Tell Me What You're Gonna Do. The music video is on YouTube, and I'm talking about, you know, the oppression that's going on with the youth and everything. And so I've always been about, you know,
for you.
Now, I would ask everyone that do have your that is called in, if you would put your phone on mute so that we don't hear background distortions, if you would, in the back. I really appreciate that. Now, how can they get, if someone was trying to get your music, how could they get your music?
You can check me out on Spotify, as Endure, it's spelled N-D-U-R-E. You can also look me up on YouTube. Under Endure the Movement. I have two channels, Endure the Movement TV and then Broken But Not Bound Ministries. And you'll see all of the spiritual content and also...
And are you in Orlando, Florida? What part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Orlando now, in Castleberry, yep. I'm outside of Castleberry. Also, too, I know, you know, now, of course, you know, I got more closer to God and stuff, but I was also in the Purge.
You was in the what?
I was in the movie The Purge.
You was in the movie The Purge? Get out of here.
Yes, sir. Yep, the last one. They shot it in Buffalo. I was an extra in that joint. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations. We got to clap that up, DJ Press. She was in The Purge. And she been purged. She been purged by the word. I'm telling you.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. That was a real purge. Ain't about nobody want to wake up and do what they want to do and go kill and ride and steal. It's about the real. And so, really excited about that. Paula, you a bad chick. You know, I don't talk a whole lot. I don't hang out with no anybody because, you know, you hang out with anybody, you be just like clothes on the line. The wind just blow you. I'm telling you. Brother Grace, what do you think about Endure?
I think that she's a blessing to us, and as long as she's reaching her goals and aspirations, then that's showing a whole lot of other young ladies that anything's possible. They just have to trust and believe and trust. So Endure, you keep on enduring for these young ladies and young men. I appreciate what you're doing, and thanks for sharing, and keep on. I'm going to keep looking for you, too. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Well, we want everybody to put a pin in December the 9th, we will be in Montgomery, Alabama with my pre-Christmas special as we get ready to launch the TV studio in Montgomery, Alabama. We can accommodate up to 60 guests. So if you have a television show idea and been trying to get it produced and all of that, we will have a full-fledged production crew that can get you your own TV show. Of course, you got to have a seed. Seed is given to the sower, and so is a man sower, so shall he reap. At that time, now we're going to bring on the 832. They're on the line. 832, you my big fish on the line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
The 832 is gone.
Don? This is still Don Thomas?
Huh?
Hey, Don Thomas, this is Don again. Don, what do you think about the Greg Shell Show?
I said the 832 is
gone. Hold on. I can barely hear it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she said he's gone. He logged off already, Mr. Shell.
The 832 is done.
Yes, sir.
Done.
She's saying that it's over with. It's done. It means it's over with. So why is this? I want to play this for my human resource director this morning. I want to play this song by Maxwell called Pretty Wings. Y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Time will bring the veil and the vajra. Later be no remnants, no trace, no retention. Feelings within you, then you won't remember, man. face will be the reason I smile. But I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played me dirty. The game was so bad. Toy when my affliction had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'm gonna be. I had to set you free.
We got DJ Prey on the line. We got, hopefully we still got King and others on the line. Really excited about the new TV studio in Montgomery, Alabama, where we're going to be doing live production. Like I said, I was in the hospital. I just got out of the hospital. They told me I was going in a coma, and God brought me through the coma. And I always like to use this as an example. When you are in Christ, I'm just like David Banner. I know whoever watched the TV show The Hulk. When you keep on kicking David Banner in that corner, he tell you, all right, now, I told y'all, leave me alone, leave me alone. You ain't going to like me if I, you ain't going to like me when I get ugly. I'm going to turn on you. You ain't going to like it. So that's how the Holy Spirit does. God ain't going to let people keep kicking his anointed people down. And once you keep on kicking, the Holy Spirit going to come in, and then the hook going to happen. The hook going to show up, and he's going to tap some stuff in your on your behalf. So you don't have to get in the way. God say vengeance is his, even though we want to get in our feelings and our emotions. Just let go and let God do it. And when he does it, he's going to do it properly. And you can't go wrong with who he is in you. So with that being said, I'm telling you, King, you on the line, man? DJ Prayer. Hold on. Paul, you on the line? I'm trying to see who all on the line.
Yes, I am. I'm still on the line.
Huh? Paula, you on the line. How do you like your song, Your Pretty Wing?
Oh, I love that song.
You do love that song. You remember we was out at that hotel and we did that event out by the pool, and we was getting it in the pool, putting that request in, right?
Yeah.
Can you believe that we are available right now in 7 million households? Can y'all believe that? Y'all, let's go ahead and clap that up. 7 million households we are available in. I ain't say we in them yet, but we are available to over 7 million people, and with you telling a friend to check us out, we would definitely like to hang out with that. We're brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. Right now we're running a special. If you'd like to come to Orlando, we're offering you a 5-day, 4-night stay. And we'll also give you 10 commercials on our broadcast here for the low price of $700. And this is a five-star resort. We can either put you in Orlando, Daytona, Fort Lauderdale, or Miami. We'll do that for a low price, $700. That would include your radio announcements. We'll give you 10 radio spots and an all-inclusive vacation. But you have to take a preview of the new resorts because of COVID. They updated all the resorts, so we, the Greg Shell Show, partnered with these resorts so that you guys can have an amazing staycation on behalf of the Greg Shell Show. We're going to offer that in our packages. We also have an all-inclusive package. If you want to go internationally, if you want to go to the Cayman Islands, if you want to go to Jamaica, if you want to go on a cruise, if you all-inclusive, if you drink alcohol, whatever, all meals, food, everything is inclusive. We'll do that for a low price, 5 days, 4 nights. We'll do that for $1,000, and I'm going to give you 15 commercials right here on the Greg Shell Radio. Radio show. Now we're about to go into TV. So if you got a TV commercial, if you're trying to brand your business, trying to get it to the next level, we definitely can help assist you in a cost-effective way. Want to let y'all know that the Powerful Living International TV show is coming your way in 2024, hosted by none other than Paula Johnson. She's on the line right now, and we're gonna go ahead and let her talk about her new TV show real quick, right here on the Greg Shell Show. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. My new TV show is I will be interviewing people from all spheres of society. You know, they will be talking about their journey, you know, where they are coming from and, you know, their downfalls and, you know, and their up. And this will indeed give other people you know, help to empower other people to let them know that even though, you know, you might be in the pit, just like Joseph was in the pit, hallelujah, but God
hallelujah.
Can take you out of the pit and put you into the palace.
Oh,
in the name of
Jesus. And one thing I know, they put you in the palace because I want to share this with the world. I was in a hospital, and I thought I was under morphine, but I got a call from Kirby Capone Productions, and her and her husband say, the Lord said. And, you know, when they say the Lord said, a lot of people say the Lord said it, but what Lord? Is it the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or is it the God of this world? Anyway, so the Lord said to bless you. And I say, okay, I receive all blessings. And she said, I wanted the yacht that she had. I wanted that yacht really, really bad. So I asked about 2-3 times, will y'all let me get that yacht? Will y'all let me get a yacht? You know, even if I had to pay for it, I wanted the yacht. And so she called me when I was in the hospital, her and her husband, and she said, the Lord said, I'm going to give you not one yacht, but I'm going to give you 2 yachts. And I just want to share that to boast in the Lord. God will give you exceedingly and abundantly and above all you can ever ask. I didn't just get one yacht, I got 2 yachts. And God will give you a yacht. And what is your yacht? Your yacht is whatever it is. And I don't even know how to ride a boat, drive a boat, but I'm getting ready to learn. Because if God did it for Joseph when he was accused and lied on, just trying to do the right thing, but in the end, he sat on the right hand of the king. So I want to encourage somebody right now, whatever it is, you ain't got to sleep with nobody to get it. You ain't got to disrespect yourself or feel, you know, less than who you are to get it. You just have to wait on the Lord and be a good courage, and he'll strengthen your heart. So when I talked to Paula, Paula always inspired me. She ain't talk, you know, when people calling me, was trying to, you know, blast me or put me down. She never entertained it. She would share with me what was said, which was a real friend. I never forget Paula. And this was really soldered in with me when I was in the hospital. I've been in the hospital 27 times, y'all. And it's because of, you know, some things I was doing wrong, you know what I mean? Because I was diagnosed as a diabetic, but I tell them I'm going to live a bit. I'm going to live. I ain't going to die. Anyway, but to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I said, God, is it time? Yeah, you got a lot of work to do. So the moral of the story is she, on my hospital bed, she came in the room, and it was this friend that I thought was really, really my friend. Because I was looking out for him, just whatever. And she came in, and she said, that ain't your friend. And that let me know she was real. And as a result of that, that took my level of respect with her to a higher level. People have tried to come against her and say she was a witch and a this and a that. And I said, no, you the witch. And I wanted to say another word because I will curse a demon out. So when people say, Greg, share a curse, you just know that they had to be a demon for me to curse them. Because I curse demons in the name of Jesus. So I just wanted to publicly say to my sister, thank you just for being who you are. And your grandson, you let him know he already got an opportunity with us to do whatever he want to do. He can be wherever he want to be. He ain't got to be an army. He just be the greatest of himself. And Dory.
Yo.
Yo, what you think about the Greg Shell Show?
Love it. I was just checking it. You said you got 7 million viewers? I just put that.
Yeah, we're available in 7 million households. Our offices is located out as they don't want me to be on any other radio station. Blog Talk pays me exclusively to be exclusively on their platform out of New York City.
Wow,
New York.
That's a blessing. So I want to get in on that on that TV show thing. And
you can get in on whatever. Let's talk after the fact. I want to play a song on my CD, and I want you to tell me what you think about it. Y'all to do that for me, because we're getting ready for the tour in 2024. Here it is. It's called Jesus Will Make a Way, and it's off my new CD. Y'all tell me what you think about it. We'll be right back right here on the Greg Shell Show. Hello?
Yes.
All right. Again, my engineer feeding the dogs. You know, the engineer is out of Texas. She probably feeding the animals. I got to do something. Paula.
Oh.
While she getting that track together. Paula, how your day been going? Happy Friday, man. You know I miss you. I gotta come up there and eat some rice and peas or something with you.
You said rice and peas? Yeah.
She don't want to talk no patois to me. I be wanting her to talk that Jamaican talk, right? Because, you know, she got an accent and you don't even have to put it on chicken or goat.
Yo, my man said rice and peas. I'm done.
Yeah, rice, what do you call it, rice and peas?
Right.
What kind of peas, though?
Is it beans or peas? Which one is it?
They call it rice and peas. I thought that, you know, in Jamaican culture, that's what they told me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Haitian, so I...
Oh, you Haitian?
Yes, I am Haitian and Scandinavian.
Oh, wow. Now, what are you guys' food? What's y'all food specialty?
Well, it's rice and beans, you know, black beans, and I do like avocados, you know, I like cooking. You know, they got a lot of spicy dishes and stuff. The other day I made some curry chicken, you know, my curry chicken was off the hook, and I made some homemade biscuits.
Get out of here. So watch this. You ought to consider having your own cook show on our platform.
That's what I'm doing for my TV show. That's what I did that back at home. I used to be on a podcast back at home, I used to interview a lot of entertainers that I bring the entertainment on the show, and then I started bringing on chefs because I love food. So, yeah, I know a lot of chefs that I could, you know, bring on the platform. I think bring it a little bit more. You know, being a chef is an art. Cooking food is an art. And it needs to be celebrated, for real, for real.
So watch this. When can we get together? Me, you, and Paula, and sit down and have an executive conversation about some things that's going to bring a wealth of resources to everyone.
Well, listen, you make the date. You make the date. I'm there. You heard what I said? You make the date. I ain't going to make you wait. What it is?
I'm from Jersey and you from New York. And we can relate because, you know, a lot of people we talk to, man, when you come here, man, they think you just foreign because they can't do what you do.
There you go. But, yeah. Yeah, I've been doing TV for a long time. I used to also work for John Blasingame. I used to do the red carpet. And I used to interview a lot of celebrities. I interviewed the owner of Def Comedy Jam. It was with New Jersey
really?
Associates. I used to go back and forth from New Jersey. I interviewed the owner of Def Comedy Jam, Bob Sumner. I had interviewed him. I interviewed a gentleman that worked in Black Panther. He was the actor in the Black
really?
Panther. And I used to run the red carpet section, so I used to interview. I used to go back and forth from New Jersey interviewing all the models and go to the fashion shows and the designers and stuff. So it was a blessing. That was a great moment in my career to interview all them people. So
watch this, right? We're not going to be doing a red carpet. We're going to be doing the blue carpet because we don't like to be like nobody else. We like to be set apart. So how would you like to be – hosting and doing the blue carpet?
I don't have no problem with that, man. Listen, let me tell you something. We're guys. Go ahead and eat it, baby. I you see what I did? I up jumped and left Buffalo all because God told me to. So yeah, we just talk and politic afterwards and see what we could come together and do it.
So let's do this. You got two new options with us. And Paula, thank you for bringing her to the show. You brought a person that is an asset, not a liability. Tell a lie and have the ability to tell another lie. You know what I mean?
My record. I definitely got it all on social media, you know, and, you know, it's also in Google and everything else where you could check and see, you know, in New Day Associates. This was probably 3-4 years ago where you saw me on TV, you know, interviewing those people and everything. It was, like I said, shouts out to John Blasingame. He was he's a very incredible man. He actually started he helped started the Essence magazine, and he's the owner of Hip Hop Hair. And shout out to him. He gave me a lot of great opportunity. He's 90 years old, but he was
wow.
a mentor. Yes, he's a very incredible man. He's like a mentor to me, man, and he really, you know, brought me up under his wing and taught me about fashion. And I was able to bring some people from Buffalo to the shows out there in Jersey. You know, to show their talent and everything. So it was a great experience, and I really appreciate it. You know, he taught me a lot.
Well, I want to say this to Paula. Paula, one of the sharpest dressers I know, man. I know she can put it on like she did back then, but, man, you talking about, man, she got stuff she ain't took the tag off of, and I'm talking about, ain't talking about no any kind of stuff. She,
oh, for real? Ooh, Miss Barbara,
she bad to the bone, man. I'm talking about, look here, when she walking to play, they say the men all pause, not the men, everybody pause, because when she walk in, she know who she is. You can walk in confidence and power when you know.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Me and her going to get very long, a very great along. If you check my pages, I do nothing but dress. I wear silk furs the whole night. I love to dress. That's all I do is dress every day. People be telling me, they be like, where you going? I said, with God.
Oh. Well, listen, when I said what I said earlier, it wasn't in regards to you. It was in regards to, you know, people, you know, that can't do what you do. So they, you know, they try to merge you up because they can't do what you're doing. And that's water under the bridge, because you don't give the devil a foothold. You can't even entertain what be popping off with that part. DJ Prayer, are you still on the line? I ain't heard from him in a while. She got a new addition to her family. Huh?
I'm on the line.
DJ Prayer.
Yes, sir.
What's happening? Where you been? You been on a hiatus?
I've been around the world and I have
come up. I was trying to get a song played. I was trying to play my song so Endori can hear and tell me what she thought about it. Can you play Jesus Will Make a Way?
I don't see why not. Let's get it.
Let's go ahead and play it. Y'all hear it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We got a few more minutes left as you take your morning commute. Actually, it's your afternoon commute right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back. Here he is. Jesus Will Make a Way. We'll be right back.
Somebody know God's good. If you not ashamed, tell somebody. You know, I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand, because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do may not turn out right. Don't you worry, don't go astray. I know somebody. Keep If you're not ashamed of the gospel, I want you to go ahead and turn your radio up loud and wave your hand from side to side. If God did something special in your life, I don't want you to do it for me. I want you to do it because God did something that was good for you. One Monday, y'all.
Hey y'all, what's happening? We'll welcome you back to the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully you enjoyed that track, Jesus Will Make a Way. Mary Staple, thank you for allowing me to use that track. And like I said, we're going to get it in with you when that music starts tracking. We haven't put it out yet. We're getting ready to shoot the new music videos and all that stuff to several of my new tracks. What you thought about that, Endoric?
I like it. I love it a lot. And when operational, and that's what the people need to hear. But as an artist, as a music artist, I also was listening to the clarity of the vocals. I love the arrangement. I'm appreciative. I can break it down, you know, because I do song arrangement and everything. And I love the clarity. I love the message that it delivered. I love the fact that the harmonies was in play. They were sharp, too. Whoever the background singers were, oh, baby, they were sharp.
Well, go ahead and make me feel good on a Friday. I love it.
Wait, hold on. My leg over here, they call a seizure. That vocal part put a little kick in my ankle. My ankle went out for a minute. I said, oh, you make a way? I said, oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm glad you like that track, man. We getting ready. God had me on ice for it. I've been in the deep freezer for over 11 years, and God said it's time for me to get in the sink and get thawed out.
Well, that's good. Yes. Because like we said before, you see what's going on in the politics. You see what's, I'd be up on that. You know, they passed the BRICS bill. It's a lot going on, and these people, they need to hear the word. It's more than just the music. It's about, you know, I could sit up here and date back on many, many days of particular songs that delivered me or songs that sat up here and had a meaning for that moment, and it touched my heart, and it made a difference in my life. I got songs, like, from 5 to 7 years ago, you know what I mean? And
wow.
They will make me, you know, I will remember and I play it, and they'll bring back that special memory where I just get happy all of a sudden, you know. And your song, it give me that feeling like, you know, I can have a bad day, you know what I mean? But guess what? God said he'll make a way. Oh, okay, we need that, you know, for real. People need this because they out here and they struggling mentally. You'd be surprised, yo. Like, I was on the phone with my friend yesterday, his friend, that he was locked up with, you know what I mean? And he died of fentanyl. Like, I'm on the phone with him, and he, like, telling me, like, yo, my people just died in Philly from fentanyl. You know,
they
hurting out here, you know, back at home. Like, I literally just got a call, like, the police set up here and made some kids in downtown Buffalo. I'm like, what's going on? They got a curfew right now. Babies
wow.
Are
wow.
People are suffering. It's serious out here. And yes, we need to know that we need to make a way. So, yes, please, you use your God-gifted talents. I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying, Greg Shell? For real. Like, I'm proud of you. Keep it going because we need that right now. I don't want to hear nothing about no popping nothing, no red bottom nothing.
So watch this. I knew I had something when one of the major people from Sony Records offered me $500,000. To be a part of the organization. And God had me to turn it down. And that's been old 11, you know, been over 7, 8 years ago. And my wife said, "Baby, we need that money." And I said, "Everybody, money we don't want. I'm going to trust God." And so, because anybody don't just offer you something for anything anyway unless it's of value. So I want to encourage somebody there. Don't throw away your jewels to the swine because you want a temporary high. It's just like weed or alcohol. It's going to make you feel good for a little bit, but it ain't going to have no substance. Only thing that's going to have substance in your life is Jesus, and he is the one that can orchestrate and give you what you need. So when you going through, God is training you to be his warrior. He's training you to be his, be a part of the army of the Lord, because the enemy attempted God 3 times. He attempted him in the garden. He told the lady, he told Eve what she could be. Because he's a prideful spirit. He loved to raise himself up. He loved to compete with God when God created him as a being in the earth. And then he came at Job the same way.
Right.
And God, when Job waited, Job even had to tell his wife, "You sound like a fool. You sound like a woman. You sound like a woman that, you know, don't know who I am in Christ." And he got blessed in his latter end. He did it even to the Son of Man, God. He told Jesus, "If you do this for me, I'll give you all of this." And Jesus had to let him know who he was. So at the end of the day, just speak to the spirit, because the devil ain't nothing but a roaring lion. He a barking dog with no power. But God has given you the power to trample over serpents and scorpions and all of the great things.
I mean, for real, I'm going to tell you this, and this is real quick, if I can be long with it, but I'm going to make it short. So
we got 3 minutes left for the show. Go ahead.
Okay. So I went to Nas' show, and I'll never forget what he said. Nas said, "I want to make sure that my music teaches somebody, you know." And I do motivational speaking to Back the Basics kids. It's a spiritual group, you know. Shout out to Pastor, and he, I used to go talk to the kids. I told the kids, you know, I'm not about to sit up here and be in my music, you know, no disrespect to none of the artists that's out right now, but I'm not about to sit up here and have you going to your demise, because when you in that alleyway or you at that brother house, like, I'm not there. I'm not there with you, you know what I mean? And you listening to my music telling you to do this and do that, yo, you alone in that room with that brother, and now you here, you fighting for your life, about to get raped. You know what I mean? All because you listening to somebody telling you, "You better pop it, drop it low." No, you need Jesus, baby. Let me go ahead and throw you the Bible one time down. Like, for real, keep it real with these kids. Like, quit lying to these kids, because you're not in that room with them when they face with the demons. You're not. Let's keep it 100, yo.
Well, let's do this real quick. I'm going to play. We want to thank everyone for tuning into the show, all the ones that was on the show today. Had an amazing day. Hopefully you guys had a great opportunity to share or learn something that empowered you today. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, 11 a.m. to 12:30 for The Greg Shell Show at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. DJ Pratt, you got any closing remarks? Is she on the line?
Oh, praise God.
Paula, you got any closing remarks?
My closing remark is that, you know, everyone can make an impact on the world, okay, whether it's positive or negative. But be assured that a positive impact is more important than a negative impact. And that's
pretty
my
good
word for it.
And Dory, you're on the line. You got any closing remarks?
Man, just keep God first and always know that he's there with you. You know, don't listen to the narrative. Love life and let life love you back.
So, Paul, I'm going to hit you back. We're going to hit you back in the short so we can put together this meeting between me, you, and Dory. We're going to play this song as we close out by Ernest Faust, the executive producer of the new movie, Full Time Pimpin'. Y'all can check out our new movie. It's on Tubi right now. Just go to Full Time Pimpin' in your Tubi search engine box and check us out. With that being said, this song is called God's Word, and y'all hear it first right here on The Greg Shell Show. Hopefully you have an amazing weekend, and we say peace be with you always. God bless.
All right, God bless.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the big one.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you.
Oh.